But by your life that you live, you are recognized.
Right.
You are recognized. There's fruits. There's fruits on the tree, then it's good and it's bad.
One way or the other.
But inside a person, you cannot look and find out what it is. He said, outwardly they appear good, but inwardly they're like wolves. Dead man's bones. Dead man's bones. And you go back in the book of Ezekiel. We're not getting into a lot, but shall these bones live again? And he prophesied. A lot of people misquote the scripture, Brother Fred. We shouldn't get into this. But anyway, bone come to what bone?
To his own.
To his bone.
To his own bone.
To his bone. But we are bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh.
Right.
If we've been born again. Jesus is what it's all about, Brother Corbett and I. I love Brother Corbett dearly. We have good discussions.
You too, Brother Terry.
And I openly say that. I openly say that I love my brethren.
Yeah.
And my sisters. Why do you do that? Because I'm born to that, Brother Fred. Jesus is so superior to what our natural mind, Brother Junior, can comprehend. Brother Junior and I probably talked on the Bible last night for an hour. I don't understand it all, Brother Junior.
No.
But I know this right here, as I told Brother Fred. This is a testimony of my Christ, the Savior.
That's what it's for.
That's what it is. And if you don't show Christ in your preaching, and even in your daily walks, you miss the mark, people. This is about Christ. These are they who've come up through great tribulations.
Right.
You think they didn't suffer, Brother Junior?
Sure, great suffering.
You think they didn't suffer? You don't think men and women suffered to get us to the point of the grace?
Yeah, lost our lives.
Huh? You think about it, people? They suffered to get us to that point, and now they're suffering because they preach it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Brother Fred, is that true?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It'll get worse.
Yeah.
We're suffering because people want to persecute you.
Yeah.
Because you tell them the truth.
They don't want to hear the meat.
As they did poor old Paul. Poor old Paul. Told them everything they wanted to hear. Oh, they loved him. Kind of like a preacher today, Brother Arnold. Pastor, you stand here and you try to tell them the truth. And as long as you tell them what satisfies the flesh, what pleases the ear, Brother Roger, most people, Brother Roger and I talked a lot the other day, and there's people who trap you in situations, Brother Junior. They'll deliberately trap you. They'll seek out to trap you.
Yeah, they try.
The Bible says that.
Sure they are.
They're waiting, Brother Fred, to jump on you.
Well, sure they are. Check every word you say.
Cruel people.
Surely there's a cause. What is the cause?
Is there not a cause?
It's cause of Christ. People, I love all of you. Some of you have been coming here a long, long time. And I wonder about you. I'm not being mean to you. I'm concerned about your soul.
Amen.
You may have it fixed up perfect with God. I don't know. But this I do know. You need to put your light
on a candle.
On the candle.
Yes, not under a bed.
You need to show forth.
The world know what side.
Show forth.
Amen.
Brethren.
You know what side.
Who you're following.
Absolutely.
Let him know. Let people know.
That's why you get baptized.
to show that you've put on Christ.
Yes.
Christ is in you, and you're ready to walk in the newness of life.
Amen.
Jesus is what it's about. But Johnny, it's not about me, you. It's about Jesus. I would say today that we need to pray for people. Sister Genevieve Blackburn, very bad off. Remember her. I know you, Sister Bessie's she's a dear friend of yours. The last time I talked to her, she didn't talk good. Her mind is not good. So many people, Brother Fred, are passing on. And Brother Corbett, that's the way it's supposed to be. Scripture says that. One generation passeth away, another comes on. But Brother Lon, in mine in your lifetime, I begin to feel a little bit, Brother Junior, like Mom did. And although the people she knows gone.
Yeah.
You think it don't bother you? It bothers you, Brother Brian.
All your friends are...
Out,
do you notice now, Brother Brian, that our classmates are leaving too? Yeah. Sister Brenda, our people that we, some of our generation, Brother Junior preached, a lot of his classmates have gone on.
Amen.
Yeah, gone, mine's gone.
We notice, Brother Arnold, that they're leaving one by one, young and old. Does it bother you? Sure it bothers you. Sure it bothers you. You love them. You love the memories of things and times you had. And I hope and pray, Brother Lon, that they left with Christ in their soul.
Amen.
And if they did not, then they're going to hell.
That's where they're raised.
They're going to hell, and not to be there permanently. But the dead in hell, death in hell shall give up the dead that are in them. And they will be sent, Brother Junior, to a lake of fire.
Hell will be cast into the fire.
That's where it's going to go. Amen. And it'll be all there, and they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, people biting on you.
Oh, man.
Mm. Lord, it's hard to imagine what it'd be like, Brother George. But I made reservations a long time ago not to go to that place. And I'm not going. And I'm not going because of my good works and all these things. I didn't work my way there. I accepted upon the and believed upon the finished works of Jesus Christ. The finished works of Jesus Christ, Brother Junior. There's people still today, evangelists, they call themselves, waiting for work to be done. I hear them preaching it. I hear them preaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're waiting for Satan to be defeated.
Yeah.
I hear them preaching it, Brother Fred. Brother Roger, I hear them waiting. Brother Larry, Christ is going to come back here and he's going to defeat Satan. I hear it preached all the time on the TV. Listen to them, what they preach, people.
He's already conquered.
He's already done it. He's already won.
Yeah.
And where is our victory? Victory's in Jesus. It's not in us. It's in Jesus. Where did we obtain eternal life? Some of our people have been guilty of teaching that we obtained eternal life because we made a travail of about 2 years. It's the truth, Brother Jim.
It's not true.
They preached this. They've let our children believe this, Sister Brenda. And they even had me believe in it. Let's face it, Brother Fred.
Look what I've done.
Look, Brother John. It's just not true.
It's just not true. That's true.
It's just not true. Christ done the work. We must believe upon the work.
He's the end of the law.
That's the key right there.
We must believe upon the work. Folks, it's a simple matter. I know that it's hard to deny yourself, Brother Arnold. I know that. That is the problem.
Yeah.
But that's not Christ's fault.
No, that's not his fault.
That's not his problem, people. That's not his fault. Just teaching a little. That's not his problem and it's not his fault that you have a hard time denying the flesh.
That's right.
But until you come to the point that you, until you deny this flesh, you will never be saved.
That's right.
Because you will have confidence in this flesh to be able, Brother Lon, that it can do something good enough that Christ will look down and save it. You'll be looking like the Pharisees and all these people. Lord, look what I am. Thank God I'm not like that publican over there. Or
yeah.
All these things, you know? Thank God. I oh yes, yeah, I do all, I fast and I do all these things. And do everything. Look how good I am. Look how good I am, Sister Kim. Put their chin up in the air and walk around like some big proud stallion or something. No. They've got nothing to brag about. Not one thing. Not one thing. I see preaching, brethren, today. Saying, Brother Junior, they hold their head up high. I've been called in 37, 59 meetings. I've been called in this and I've been called in this. But have you been called of Christ? That's the thing about it. Huh? People, it's a serious matter. I take this preaching business very serious. I'm not the greatest preacher to come before you, and I'd admit it. But I try to be. I try to be. I don't compare my gift with Brother John's or Brother Junior's. This is not a comparison. This is not a show. This is not a talent contest.
What he called.
It is not a talent contest, Brother Junior.
Right.
But I know this. I want to use the talent that God gave me. And I don't want to hide it away.
Yeah.
And bury it in the ground, Sister Sylvia.
Be taken away.
Or it'll do nobody no good.
Amen.
Be taken away.
And Christ come back and say, what have you done with your talent?
And you wasted.
Well, Lord, I know you're an obscure man. I'm afraid of it.
Yeah,
I know how you are, Lord. So I hid it away. Yeah, hid it away. Right in the flesh. Hid it away in the earth.
No reward.
All because you done that. I'm going to take it away. I'm going to give this other guy. He put his to work. Are you today putting the works forth of Christ in your body? Are you doing it? Are you doing what Christ told you to do today? Not what Brother Terry tells you to do, but are you doing what Christ tells you to do? Somebody said, I don't know his voice. Come and see him.
Yeah.
Come and talk to him. And you will know his voice.
Commune with him.
And the Bible says, happy you will be if what?
Do his will.
Do these things.
If you do them. Yeah.
If you do them. The little word if, these conjunctive words. Brother Junior and I talked a little bit last night about witnesses. Are you a witness of the Lord? Are you? What is a witness, Brother Junior? We talked about it. It's to testify of the fact.
Yep.
Are you a witness? Can you testify of the fact that Jesus come here and died and he rose on that third and appointed morning and become victorious? Victorious.
Victory. Death.
Over death, hell,
and the grave.